The 2015 season is shaping up to be an exciting one. The Vikings have been busy in free agency. The draft is coming up, but part of the reason we're excited is because Chad Greenway is going to be part of that 2015 team. We got a young room of linebackers, but you're going to be the veteran leader for those guys. Are you excited to be back?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my number one goal really has been able to finish my career at Minnesota Viking and remain loyal to the place that's been loyal to me. So it's been an honor and definitely want to go out on top, being a Minnesota Viking and win a lot of football games this year. But we do have a young crew, a young linebacking crew with a lot of talent, and they need some direction, and I'm definitely there to help them with that.
The one that everyone pays attention to, the young linebacker in the room with you, is Anthony Barr. What have you thought of Anthony?
Yeah, I couldn't really be more impressed with Anthony. And I mean, everybody sees his play on the field and everybody's impressed by it, and as am I. But I think really him, you know, in our facility, the way he carries himself, the way he handles himself with the media, his teammates, he's a very selfless guy, a guy that, that cares about his teammates and wants to be a good teammate. But he learns quickly. He's a smart guy. He's really got it all. I mean, his career is going to be very good.
The draft is coming up and they look for a lot of things out of their first round picks. But the most important thing is probably longevity. You were a first-round pick back in 2006, and you're still here. It's the 2015 season. How have you done it? What's been the key?
Just obviously wanting to continue to get better every year. Consistency and health really is the biggest thing. So they put you through, the combine is, everybody sees the numbers, the 40 times and all that stuff, but it's really to see where a guy is at medically. And that plays into a big role of how long you're going to be able to make it maybe in this league. And then it comes down to a lot of luck, too. I mean, you really do have to have luck. I mean, you get put in a lot of positions that can hurt you. Knees, ankles, wrists, arms, but for that thing just to kind of go the wrong way can really affect you one way or the other. It can happen in training camp, off season, during the season, but it's one of those things that is really going to affect the longevity of your career.
The Vikings defense, if a team or someone studies our defense, you've been in it now for a year with Mike Zimmer, you're going to be in it for your second year. What are the traits of this Vikings defense?
Well, I think being unpredictable is a big thing. Being able to kind of come at teams different ways and use use what the offense has given us as clues to kind of let our attack win. And that's we obviously do that every time, but you saw the improvements, marked improvements, really in total team defense, really all across the board. So it's about guys just competing every down, but also trying to play off what the offense is doing to us. And we study a lot of signals and points and words and all sorts of stuff that we hear on tape and that we see to try to give us an advantage. And that's really led by head coach Mike Zimmer and George Edwards and all those guys that are so good at really breaking down tape and helping us. But there's always something to learn. Even a guy like myself going to my 10th season, you learn something new every day, and that's what's fun about this defense.
10 seasons. Can you believe 10 seasons?
Yeah, it goes so fast, and it's been so much fun to be able to be in one spot, and I think for me, and just get to know everybody that's within the organization and really have it become more than just a stopping point for my career, but really be something to be a part of for life, and that's something I always wanted.
You like how the team's shaping up for 2015?
Yeah, I mean, you can't help but be excited. Yeah. Obviously, with the steps I think everybody saw Teddy make, you hope he doesn't obviously have the sophomore slump everybody talks about. But, be a guy that can come in now having some experience and some savvy to him and be a leader, a true leader like a quarterback needs to be for a team to be successful. And aside from Teddy, I think just the team-wise, we're obviously shaping up to have a pretty good squad.
All right, man. Have a good offseason.
Yeah.
We'll see you when the offseason program starts, huh?
Sounds good. Thank you.